From Tidbits on January 13th, 2009, this is the audio version of Top Mac Software at Macworld Expo 2009, written by the Tidbits staff. For us, it's often hard to sit through a product demo, given how difficult it is to see the entire Macworld Expo show floor. But that's a shame, since many companies give great demos, and it's a good opportunity to learn what's cool about a piece of software in a way that you might not figure out on your own. Plus, it's a great way to rest your feet from a long day on hard floors. Despite our need to keep moving through the show, these applications still manage to grab our attention. Most talked about software. In the What's Cool at the Show category, more people told me I had to check out Cultured Code's Things than any other product. Things isn't the first Getting Things Done inspired task organizer to hit the market, but its execution is polished and intuitive and doesn't try to do too much or to be too slavish to the Getting Things Done model. Since different people seek different ways to organize their lives, it's helpful that this category of software offers a variety of programs and approaches. Things, yet another entrant in the category, is next on my list. Things 1.0 costs $49.95, is a 4.2 megabyte download, and also syncs with a $9.99 iPhone iPod Touch companion. Best return from being kneecapped by Apple. When Apple introduced iMovie 08 in August 2007, the revamped video editor didn't support third-party plugins, a burgeoning market that had grown up around previous versions of iMovie. Developers such as G3 found their product suddenly outdated. The just-announced iMovie 09 also does not support plugins, but G3 has now brought its expertise in creating video effects to Final Cut Express and Final Cut Pro. SlickFX Final Cut brings lots of its slick iMovie plugins to the more advanced video editors. More impressive is the $75 SlickFX Photo Motion, which makes creating Ken Burns-style movements over still photos dramatically easier than building them by hand using Final Cut's tools. Brainius Software. As I watched the enthusiastic demo at the booth for The Brain Technologies, I sensed I was either seeing a fabulous product or a reality distortion field. The demo was for Personal Brain, a visual information manager that enables users to create brains that contain thoughts linked in parent-child relationships in linear or entirely non-linear ways. These thoughts can also include URLs and LinkedIn files, and they can enter the third dimension with tagging. If you have trouble organizing ideas, projects, or to-dos because too many items need to exist in too many categories, Personal Brain may be just the product for you. Three versions range in price from free to $249.95, depending on the feature set. I downloaded the 26 megabyte free demo version shortly after Macworld Expo, and while it's too soon to say if I love it, it is soon enough to say that its freewheeling non-linearity more than makes up for its somewhat clunky Windows-inspired interface. I've been mapping projects and to-dos and using the tagging for items like Ask Adam, Maybe Later, and Monday. Apparently, I can also apply Personal Brain to Apple Mail. I've yet to find out how exactly. And an enterprise version of the software performs all these tasks and more for entire companies. The brain boggles. Most dynamic photography software. One of the hottest trends in digital pictures is high dynamic range photography, in which you combine multiple different exposures of the same scene into a single image. The end result can more accurately reflect the colors and lighting you saw at the time with your eyes, and HDR photos can be startlingly beautiful works. While many tools can create HDR photographs, including the venerable Adobe Photoshop, most require the original photos to be taken using a tripod for image alignment and to produce the best results. Hydra 2.0 by Creaseed is a combined aperture plug-in and standalone program that combines HDR with impressive automatic alignment and warping features to help you create HDR photographs from handheld shots. Since I rarely bring a full tripod on trips, Hydra increases the opportunities I have to produce a great-looking HDR photo. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Jeff Carlson for the rest of the Tidbit staff. Thank you.